that delirium, or frenzy, or anything else mental or human is not exclusively mental or human but just what are my data for thinking that the principal street of an American city ever did rush out of the town? Well, something similar. It was at the time of the deluges in India. There was a monstrous fall of water in Kashmir. Many of the inhabitants of the city of Srinagar, Kashmir, lived in rows of houseboats, upon the river Jhelum, a sluggish, muddy stream, with so little visible motion that, between the rows, it looked like a smooth pavement. It suddenly went up 17 feet. The two long rows of houseboats rushed away. Another river in Kashmir smashed a village. On its banks it left parallel confusions. Notch a butterfly's wings, this is mutilation. But correspondingly notch the other wing, and there is balance. Two mutilations may be harmony. The doubly hideous may be beautiful. If, on both sides of the river that was a subsiding axis, mothers simultaneously screamed over the bodies of children, this correspondence was the soul of design. Two anguishes, neatly balanced in parallel lines of wreckage, satisfy the requirements of those who worship godness as only harmony. A quaking zone of Europe and Asia was deluged. Drought in Turkey, earthquakes, plentiful rain, Levant Herald, September 11, 18. Tremendous falls of water and shocks were continuing in Calabria. Spain was flooded. September 27th, another severe shock, at Lahore, and, this day, again dust, of unknown origin, fell from the sky, in Calabria. A current of hot air came with it. According to the Levant Herald, October 9, many persons were asphyxiated. According to description, it was a volcanic blast that cannot be traced to origin upon this earth. If it came from somewhere beyond this earth, such a repetition in Calabria is a coincidence, or is an indication that this earth is stationary. It is easier to call it a coincidence. There was a new star. Upon the night of August 18, an auroral beam, such as has often been seen in the sky, at times of volcanic eruptions upon this earth, and at times of new stars, was seen in England, English Mechanic, 82-88. Upon the 31st of August, Mrs. Fleming, at Harvard University Observatory, looking over photographic plates, saw that a new star had been recorded, on and after the 18th. The new star, diminishing, continued to shine during September. Our expression upon auroral beams is that vast beams of light have often been seen in the sky, at times when terrestrial volcanoes were active, that similar appearances have been seen at times of new stars, and may be considered light effects of volcanoes, not terrestrial. For records of several of these beams, one while Stromboli was violent, September 1, 1891, and one, July 16, 1892, while one of the greatest eruptions of Etna was occurring, see Nature, volumes 44 and 45, and Popular Astronomy, 10-249. For one of the latest instances, see Newspapers, April 16, 1926, while Mauna Loa, Hawaii, was in eruption, a beam of light was seen in Nebraska. There's a new light in the heavens, and there's a disturbance upon this earth, as if an interaction that could not occur, if trillions of miles intervene. Mere coincidence. There's a quake in Formosa, and there's a quake in California. Only coincidence, say the conventionalists, who are committed to local explanations. April 18, 1906, the destruction of San Francisco. The governor of California appointed a commission of 8 professors to investigate the catastrophe. The 8 professors ignored, as coincidence, everything else that had occurred at the time, and explained in the usual, local, geological terms. In Nature, 73-608, is published Dr. Charles Davison's explanation, which is in terms of a local subsidence. Dr. Davison mentions nothing else that occurred at the time. At the time a disastrous quake in Formosa, and the most violent eruption of Vesuvius since April, 1872, activity in a long-dormant volcano in the Canary Islands, quake in Alberta, Canada, sudden rise and fall of Lake Geneva, Switzerland, eruption of Mt. Asama, Japan. See back to the occurrence of St. Pierre, Martinique. May, 1902. 30,000 persons, who perished properly blackened into cinders, with academic sanction. They turned into ashes, but the principles of an orthodoxy were upheld. January, 1907 and the Ignora Muses of Jamaica. They saved their own lives, because they did not know better. About 3 o'clock, afternoon of January 14, 1907, there was sudden darkness, at Kingston, Jamaica. People cried to one another that an earthquake was coming, and many of them ran to parks and other open spaces. The earthquake came. The people who ran to the open spaces lived, but 1,000 of the others were killed by falling houses. A web that was spun of dogmas caught 1,000 victims. After the quake, the ruins of Kingston sprawled like a spider, stretching out long, black lines that were trains of hearses. But all who ran to the parks, believing that appearances in the sky did mean that catastrophe upon earth was coming, lived. I have given data for thinking that a de Ballery, or any other conventionalist, would ridicule these people for so interpreting a mere coincidence. October, 1907, and March, 1908 falls, from the sky, of substances like soot and ashes, catastrophes upon this earth and new stars that were discovered by amateurs. See the English Mechanic, 86-237, 260, and the Observatory, 31-215. December 30, 1910, new star, disastrous earthquakes, an enormous fall, from the sky, of a substance like ashes. The new star, Nova Lacertae, was discovered by Dr. Espin, a professional astronomer. Photographic records were looked up. Almost 6 weeks the star had been shining, unobserved at this Earth's observatories. It was visible without a telescope, fifth magnitude. For almost 6 weeks, a new star had shone over the observatories of this Earth, and no milkman had reported it. However, without chagrin, we note this remissness, because it is no purpose of this book to spout eulogies to the amateur in science. It is only in astronomy that the humiliation of professionals by amateurs is common. I have no records of little boys running into laboratories, startling professors of chemistry, or physics, with important discoveries. The achievements of amateurs in astronomy rank about with the giving of information, upon current events, to a Rip Van Winkle. I'll not apologize, because no night watchman hammered for several hours upon the front door of an observatory, rudely disturbing the spiders. 29. Why don't they see, when sometimes magnificently there is something to see? The answer is the same as the answer to another question. Why, sometimes, do they see when there is nothing to see? In the year 1899, Campbell, the astronomer, announced that the star Capella is a spectroscopic binary, or has a companion star, as determined by the spectroscope. Astronomers of Greenwich Observatory investigated. One of them looked through the telescope, and he said, or rather, announced, that he saw it. Another of the astronomers looked for the companion. He announced that he saw it. 8 other astronomers followed. Each announced that he saw it. But now the astronomers say that this alleged companion cannot be seen in any telescope. See Duncan, Astronomy, p. 335. The Andromeda Nebula is said to be so far away that, though a description of a nearby view of its parts would read like divorce statistics in the United States, no dissolving motion can be seen by observers on this Earth. In astronomical books, published in the past, appeared reproductions of photographs of this nebula, which were as artfully touched up, I should say, as any life of a saint ever was by any theologian. It was given a most definitely spiral appearance, to convey an impression of whirlpool motion. But the nebula theory of existence has passed away. In astronomical books of recent date we see no such definite look of a whirlpool in pictures of the Andromeda Nebula, but more of a stratified appearance. The astronomers see whatever they want to see when they do see, and then see to it that we see as they see. So, though according to our records, one would think otherwise, there is considerable seeing by astronomers. If I look at a distant house, and see faces appearing at windows, something seems to tell me that the stoop of the house is not flying in one direction, the roof of it scooting some other way, and every brick upon a jamboree of its own. Of course, minutely, there are motions. But, if the house is not so far away as to prevent the seeing of new faces looking out, I argue that other changes, such as the roof in a frenzy to get away from the stoop, would, if there were such incompatibilities, be visible. Of course, this is only argument. If we can have neat little expressions, that's mentality's profoundest. The Andromeda Nebula is said to be so far away that tremendous motions of its parts cannot be seen. But more than 50 new stars in it have been seen, looking out. So we are realizing how numerous new stars are, if in one little celestial formation more than 50 have been seen. If amateur astronomers were as numerous as amateur golf players, for instance, we'd realize much more. Pronounced changes, such as appearances and disappearances of stars, have been watched, but no change in relative positions of stars has ever been watched occurring. There are parts of the sky that are dusty with little stars. If they were not such good-looking little things, the heavens would be filthy with them. But no grain of these shining sands has ever been watched changing its position relatively to other grains. All recorded changes of positions are so slight that some of them may be attributed to inaccuracies in charting, in earlier times, and some to various stresses that have nothing to do with independent motions. Just here we are not discussing the alleged phenomena of companion stars. But our own expressions require that there be small changes in positions of stars, just as terrestrial volcanoes change slightly. Not a star has ever been seen to cross another star, but observations upon other changes in the stars are frequent.